before you check your email, before you turn on the radio to some talk radio, people screaming at each other, before you turn on the television for some morning show, you need to get in touch with God first. The first 7 minutes of your day set your mood every day. So do you want to start it with an alarm clock and then the worst news of the day coming at you? No.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you can improve in any of the areas I just mentioned, stay with us, because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own Transformed Study Kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called From Stressed to Blessed.
Isaiah 30 verse 15 says this: The sovereign Lord says, only in returning to me and waiting for me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. Notice he didn't say, not in anxiety and in fear, not in hard work and planning, not in self-motivation and positive mental attitude. He says, in quietness and confidence is your strength. You say, the Lord is my shepherd. In fact, I want you to make this an affirmation in your life. Every time you start to get stressed out, you need to pause and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. When you start to get stressed out, like, I don't have what I need right now, the Lord is my shepherd. He's going to provide. He's going to take care of me. I'm going to look to God to meet all my needs. Now, once you've laid that, that's the bedrock of stress management. Then you go to the second step, and here's verse 2. I need to obey God's instruction about rest. I need to obey God's instructions about rest. You know, so much of the stress in your life comes from always being in a hurry, always working too much, always feeling like you got too much to do. It's why you overwork. You're never going to get caught up. How many of you feel like, I can never get caught up? Let's just have true confession. I can never get caught up. Yeah, that's true. Right now, I have over 1,200 unread emails in my inbox. I have over 12,000 emails in my inbox. There's no way I'm ever going to get caught up. Just no way I'm ever going to get caught up. Well, so what do? Well, you look to God to meet your needs, and then you obey God's instruction about rest. There's no way I could say, well, I'll just stay up for the next 3 months and read all those emails. No, you still got to rest. Now think about this. If God had wanted to, he could have created human beings without the need for sleep. Why did he create you with the need for sleep? You will spend one third of your life asleep. Now, if God's only going to give you 60, 80, 100 years here on earth, why wouldn't he give you 100% of the time? Why would one third of that time be wasted in sleep? Because God wants you to learn the importance of rest. Rest is so important. God rests. God modeled it. When he created the whole universe, the Bible says that after he finished all of creation, it says on the seventh day, God rested. Now, why did God rest? He wasn't tired. God doesn't ever get tired. He was modeling the importance of rest to your life. And he says, every seventh day, you rest. And he said, that's what God did. He modeled it. Now, the Bible's filled with instructions about rest, recreation, and relaxation. In fact, it's so important, God put it in the Big Ten. It's in the Ten Commandments. Right up there with don't commit adultery and don't murder and don't lie, he says, every seventh day you take a day off. Hello? That's how important a Sabbath is in your life. Jesus later said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. In other words, God said, I created this idea of you take a day off every 7 days for rest, recreation, worship, and restoration. He goes, that's my idea. It's for your benefit. It's so you don't burn out. And yet today in our modern society, people aren't doing that. Even on their day off, they're working. And a lot of people, even if they go to a church service, then they go home and they go right back to work trying to get done all the stuff they didn't get done during the work week. That's not a Sabbath. It's not a Sabbath. Now, God says, I want you to rest. Psalm 23, verse 2 says this. He makes me lie down. Circle the phrase, makes me. He says, God makes me lie down. Has God ever had to make you lay down? Because you aren't smart enough to obey what he says about rest and take a day off every week? You know, sheep aren't smart enough to rest when they get tired, so the shepherd has to make them lay down. And if you're not smart enough to get the rest you need and take a day off every week for rest, your body will make sure you do it.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You know, the world is shouting for our attention. They're offering answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial trouble, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-session DVD. This powerful resource can be used independently or with a small group of friends to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word daily to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Psalm 23, verse 2 says this. He makes me lie down. Circle the phrase, makes me. He says, God makes me lie down. Has God ever had to make you lay down? Because you aren't smart enough to obey what he says about rest and take a day off every week? You know, sheep aren't smart enough to rest when they get tired, so the shepherd has to make them lay down. And if you're not smart enough to get the rest you need and take a day off every week for rest, your body will make sure you do it. And God has wired your body in such a way that if you don't take time off, your body will make time off. Anybody want to give a testimony on that? If you just keep working, 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 you're going to get sick. Because God wired you to obey his commandments. Getting enough sleep is essential to stress management. I want you to write this down. My best requires rest. You are not wasting time when you're relaxing. You're not wasting time when you're resting. It is better to have loafed and lost than to have never loafed at all. That's why God gave us a Sabbath. And here's the Sabbath, Exodus 34, 21. 6 days are set aside for work, but every seventh day, you must rest completely. Circle the word completely. You must rest completely. Even during your seasons of plowing and harvest, you must observe a Sabbath day of rest. Notice that even in your busiest season, it's no excuse. You may be a tax accountant and it's April. You still have to take a day off. Okay? You may be a retailer and it's Christmas season. You still have to take a day off. You may be a farmer and it may be harvest or planting season. You still have to take a day off. Now, what am I supposed to do on my Sabbath? Three things. Write these down. Here's three things you're supposed to do on your Sabbath. Number one, rest my body. You need to rest your body. Physically rest. There's a biblical basis for a good Sunday afternoon nap right there. Okay. Number two, just not when I'm speaking. Number two, refocus my spirit. I rest my body on the Sabbath and I refocus my spirit. And what is that? That's worship. It's what you're doing right now. You are refocusing your spirit right now by coming to worship. And in corporate worship, we recharge and refresh our spirit. And number three, I am to recharge my emotions. Use the Sabbath to recharge your emotions. That's what recreation does. It recharges your emotions. Now, different things recharge different people. And we'll talk about that in just a minute, about how you need beauty in your life. But you need to do something that restores you and re-energize. It could be a hobby. It could be a sport. These are good things that God has given to us as gifts in order to recharge your emotions. You know, it doesn't really matter which day is your Sabbath. In fact, the book of Colossians in the Bible says, doesn't matter which day you choose, you just need to choose a day. My Sabbath is not Sunday. Sunday is a work day for me. By the way, so is Saturday. My Sabbath is Monday. And on Monday, I rest and I refocus and I recharge. And I don't do any work on Monday. That's my Sabbath. And by the way, don't call it your day off, because if it's your day off, you'll cheat on it. And you'll say, I got all these things I need to do. I'll do this. But if it's your Sabbath, then you use it for what God intended. You say, but I feel guilty when I relax. Well, Jesus didn't. When you study Jesus' ministry, he often took time off to relax. In fact, he'd go out and do an entire period of intensive ministry, and then he'd say, guys, we need to come apart for a while. We're going off to the mountains. We're going off the desert. We got to come apart. And I always say, if you don't come apart, you're going to come apart. And he said, let's go off to the desert. He goes, out there where there's these springs and those date palms, palms and springs and palm springs. There's a biblical basis for going to Palm Springs right there, okay? He says, go off to the desert and we're going to go relax for a while. I'm sure they didn't have a jacuzzi to sit in, but it would have been nice. But Jesus didn't feel guilty about it. Did you know that during the French Revolution, the French government canceled the Sabbath and said every day is going to be a work day? And after a couple years, they had to reinstate it because the health of the nation had crumbled. You need this in your life. You need a Sabbath. I heard about a guy who said to his pastor, he said, Pastor, I tried to get a hold of you all day on Monday. And the pastor said, I'm sorry, it's my day off. And the man said, the devil never takes a day off. And he said, and if I didn't, I'd be just like the devil. And some of you, that's why you're so mean. You're not getting enough sleep. You're not getting enough rest. And you're a little devil because you're not taking the Sabbath. And the devil's not your model. Okay, number three. I look to God to meet all my needs. The Lord is my shepherd. I obey God's instructions about rest. He makes me lie down. And then number three, I recharge my soul with beauty. That's the third thing you need to do. Recharge my soul with beauty. Beauty is an incredibly important thing in stress management. Ugliness stresses you out. Beauty inspires. Beauty encourages. Beauty motivates. Beauty stirs up positive emotions. Have you ever thought about why God made the world so beautiful? I mean, you look at sunrises and sunsets of beautiful flowers that are never even seen. And all of these sights around the world that many people, human eyes won't see. But God created a world of beauty. He could have made Earth just like the moon. Just a moonscape. Or like Tatooine. For those of you who don't know Star Wars, that's the desert planet that Luke was from. Skywalker. And he wanted to get off that planet really quick because it was pretty ugly. Anybody want, should I go on about the gospel according to Star Wars? Yeah. He could have made it just a desolate, dusty, gray planet. No, no, God created a planet with vibrant colors. Have you ever heard anybody say, I heard it the other day when I was, actually last summer, I was on vacation up in Yosemite. We were under some redwood trees, and a man said to me, I feel so close to God in nature. Well, of course you do. He created it. Man was made to live in a garden, not in a skyscraper. When God created man, he put him in the Garden of Eden. He didn't put him in a skyscraper. You weren't made to live in everything concrete. God made us to live in a garden, in a beautiful place. Did any of you remember Woodstock? You're really old if you just raise your hand. Okay. Really, really old, okay? It was this rock concert many, many years ago. Joni Mitchell wrote a song about it called Woodstock, and it says, well, I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going up to Yasgur's farm for this rock and roll band. And there's a line in the chorus that says this, we are stardust, we are golden, and we're caught in the devil's bargain, and we've got to get back to the garden. And it's a capital G. She's talking about the Garden of Eden. We've come a long way from the Garden of Eden on this planet. People say, I feel close to God in nature. Of course you do. It's God's beauty, and beauty inspires, and beauty motivates. Notice the next verse, Psalm 23, verse 2 and 3. He makes me lie down, but where does he make me lie down? He makes me lie down in lush green meadows. Golf course. And leads me beside calm, quiet waters by the sand trap. He restores my soul. Okay, he restores my soul. Now, it's no wonder Psalm 23 is the most beloved psalm, because we can all visualize this one. When I say, think about lush green meadows and a calm, quiet lake, you relax just thinking about it. Okay, if I say, think about downtown L.A., you get stressed out. If I say, think about meadows and calm waters and babbling brooks, nature refreshes because beauty inspires. Now, you need beautiful scenes. You need to see beautiful scenes. And you need to hear beautiful sounds in order to keep the stress down in your life. You need to add beauty into your life. Let me give you some suggestions. Write these down. Number one, get outside every day. If you're not getting outside every day, your stress level is going up. Even if it's just your backyard, even if it's just walk around the block, even if it's take your lunch outside, walk outside of the office, and sit outside and look up at a tree while you eat your sandwich. You need to get in touch with God's creation. You need to surround yourself with beauty. Get outside. Let me give you a second suggestion. Start the day with God, not the media. Before you read any text message, before you check your email, before you turn on the radio, to some talk radio, people screaming at each other, before you turn on the television for some morning show, you need to get in touch with God first. The first 7 minutes of your day set your mood every day. So do you want to start it with an alarm clock and then the worst news of the day coming at you? No. You don't really need to know all the bad news first thing when you get up. You don't need to know that. You need to turn on some praise music, some worship music. You need to get in touch with God. You need to let the first 5-10 minutes of your day be with the Lord. And that'll dramatically reduce your stress and improve your mood. Another suggestion, number three, intentionally put beauty around you. Whether it's pieces of art or music that inspires you or something, a craft, I used to collect seashells. And I collected them from all over the world. And I did it, and I had my library filled with them because looking at those things simply inspired me. I go, wow, the intricacy of that Nautilus, how God inspired that. Looking at beauty lowers your stress level. Listening to beauty lowers your stress level. So I highly recommend that you either take up an instrument or some kind of art or craft to create beauty. You are most like your creator when you're being creative. And so you need art in your life. You need beauty in your life. You know, by the way, art and music are two of the greatest arguments against evolution. Why? Because they're totally unnecessary for human survival. And if the whole survival of the fittest really works, then why in the world do we have music and art in the world? Because you're more than a body. And God made you for worship. Did you know more songs have been written about Jesus than any other subject in human history? Did you know more books have been written about Jesus than in any other subject in human history? Do you know that more art has been created about the Bible and to honor and glorify God and Jesus than any other subject in history? Why? God gave us music and God gave us art for one reason, to express emotion. That's the only purpose of it. You don't need it for physical survival, but you do need it to really live, to be who God made you to be. So fill your life with art and fill your life with music.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transform Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. The video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool, or you can call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
I love the letters that you send to me. Here's one from a guy named Mike. He says he's learning so much from Daily Hope that he wants to pass it on to others. And here's what he writes. Rick, I've been reading Daily Hope devotional since 2009. I started listening to the Daily Hope audio teachings daily, and sometimes I listen to 3 or 4 per day. Wow, Mike. He says, with the cup of coffee in my hand and Daily Hope in my ear at the beginning of every day, I just feel uplifted. You know, oftentimes I'm pretty convicted, but I always come away knowing that my Father in heaven loves me. Mike writes, you know, last September, after listening to your daily messages on the 40 Days of Love series, I ordered that series, and I have listened to it 6 or 7 times. Every time I listen to each CD, he says, I pick up another golden nugget of information. I am so impressed with all the truth in this series that I'm going to be ordering a series for each of my children and a special friend of mine that's Christian, but because of her upbringing, is having difficulty understanding the love that God has for her. You know, part of your relationship with Jesus is being able to tell your life story to others, to let them know how God has transformed your life. Did you know that when you share your story of transformation and hope, other people get blessed as well? So tell somebody today about God's work in your life. I want you to just think about this. Who could you tell your story to today? Just think about that and then do it. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Daily Hope.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.